Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie, we're going to be a little festive. You know, it's around the holiday season, and last year on the season one episode of 30 Screams or Less, we did Christmas, Bloody Christmas. This year, what we're going to do is The Mean One. It's the Grinch parody horror movie starring David Howard Thornton. You all may know him as Art the Clown himself. So yeah, the movie's The Mean One. It's directed by Stephen LaMorte, written by Flip Kolber, interesting name, Finn Kolber, like probably brothers, I'm assuming, and Stephen LaMorte, starring David Howard Thornton, Crystal Martin, and Chase Mullins. The plot of this movie is, in a sleepy mountain town, Cindy's parents are murdered, and her Christmas is stolen by a bloodthirsty green figure in a red suit. And I think we all know who that is. But first things first, we're back from sabbatical. We apologize. We've been away, everyone. There's been a lot of shit going on. You know, I've been moving back up north from Florida and trying to get that all squared away. Plus, it's the holidays, right, Corey?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to put some time aside to do this while you've got the move going on and I've got my own stuff going on. And regardless, we're back now and hopefully we're going to be doing this every week once again for season two.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I got my little mobile set up at the moment, which is fine. It does a trick. But I'll be back in full gear February 1st when I'm like all moved in and I actually am an adult for once.
Oh, yeah? What does that mean?
I'm actually living on my own for once, not living with someone else.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Isn't that big? That's big news.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge, dude.
It is. It's that's a big life event right there.
Well, good for you.
So
it sucks.
It sucks. Yeah. Cool. I can't wait. So let's ruin our childhood. First Winnie the Pooh and now the Grinch. 30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of The Mean One?
So I was really excited to watch this because of David Howard Thornton. And obviously, we both love Art the Clown. We both love Terrifier. We both love The Grinch, man. I love the OG Grinch, the cartoon. When did that come out? Like the 60s?
Oh, yeah, I'd say that.
1966, dude. I used to watch that movie, you know, growing up with my dad and my mom and, you know, brother and whatnot. And then, of course, you had the one with Jim Carrey, which, I don't know, I wasn't a huge fan of that one.
Was it not your Grinch? Like, you grew up on the cartoon version. So, like, when that came out, you're like, oh, it's cool, but it's not my Grinch.
Yeah, and it's like what they did with Willy Wonka, man. And now they've done it again. Basically, Tim Burton decides he wants to put his fucking grubby hands on it. And now you have Timothy Chalamet doing a prequel story, which I actually heard is pretty good. But, dude, Willy Wonka's like my favorite movie of all time. No, sorry. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Really? Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
The 1971 film. Yeah, with Gene Wilder.
No, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is the Tim Burton one. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, that's the original one with...
Yeah.
Dude, classic, flawless movie. I don't give a shit what anyone says. Like, apparently, I think it was a bomb at the theaters. Didn't do well with the critics and stuff. I think they're nuts.
Yeah.
So I think it's a classic. But
That was kind of a long-winded explanation of me getting to how I felt about this piece of shit. Yeah, I said it.
Go ahead. Rip it up.
I fucking hated this movie.
Did you?
I love low-budget indie horror movies. I mean, again, Terrifier, very low-budget, super corny. But, oh my goodness. This one, I was so glad it was over.
No shit. That's interesting to hear. I mean, when I saw your notes, I was like, oh, damn, Corey's not in the Christmas spirit at all, is he?
Yeah, I just decided to shit all over it.
You really did. You were definitely the Grinch on the review for this one. Dude, yeah. I had a different feeling towards it. So, yes, it is low budget. The makeup's great, by the way.
I'll give it that. Yeah, it looked pretty good.
Yeah, I thought the makeup looked great. It's low budget. It's definitely a bit hokey. It's pretty silly. It takes a little while to really get a glimpse of the Grinch. Like 20-something minutes in is when we finally got a face reveal of the Grinch.
So, yeah, the face reveal of the Grinch, as like one of my biggest gripes of this movie, is it's called The Mean One. It's about the Grinch, but you don't really see him.
Right, yeah. So 20-something minutes in, actually, I think it was like 23 minutes in. I think I noted it, but whatever. But the fact is, it really took too long for us to get a glimpse of the Grinch. Because in the cartoon, like the original, and even in the Jim Carrey live-action version of the Grinch, you see him almost immediately. There's no waiting. It's you get the story and like the little background of the Whos and all that. And then we see the Grinch, literally within a few minutes. The whole story revolves around him.
Right, because there was that dumb one that they made in 2018 with Benedict Cumberbatch. It was fucking Pixar or some shit.
Yeah, DreamWorks maybe, I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
I watched it, I was kind of bored by it.
So, okay, I'm not gonna lie. One thing I really loved is they kept the narration. You have someone narrating the story similar to the way they did in pretty much, I think every Grinch movie has had the narration, but I'm glad they didn't change that. But
yeah, I feel like that's an important element to have, but what the fuck, what?
What the fuck? Why did they call it Newville instead of Whoville? Is that some sort of copyright shit?
That'd be my guess. I was reading up on it, and apparently you can do certain things, right? You can have these kind of movies, but to get around them is by saying they're parody movies. So you have certain rights. You can use the likeness of something, but say it's a parody, and then you're okay. So in this case, instead of Whoville, maybe they wanted an updated version and called it Newville. And okay, whatever. Sure. I mean, that's good on them. The thing I noticed, though, is that you would think if you're going to have a movie about the Grinch and the Whos, and everything, right? That maybe they'd have the Whoville makeup too, right? They'd have those I don't know, animal looking noses, like stubby noses.
Yeah.
Like with the big teeth and shit.
Yep. No, not at all.
Nope, just regular people living their life, you know, scared of Christmas because the Grinch is, I don't know.
So
he sucks.
One thing
people.
I noticed too, though, is like, it's got to be all like copyrighted, but they did make several like Easter egg references to things that were said in the cartoons and the live action movie.
Oh, dude, there was so many.
That?
I absolutely noticed that. I was picking up on all those references because they were noting, like, or they were mentioning things like Horton Hears a Who, right? So there were little tidbits of, there was a bar in it called Horton's, right? And I thought that was hysterical. And
I didn't even pick up on that one.
No?
That you say it. No,
oh.
I got it.
Go back and watch it. No, you probably won't. You're probably done.
Bleached my eyes already. I'm not going back.
Well, damn. All right. So there was that older character, right? The old guy who his wife was killed by the Grinch or the Mean One. His name was Zeus. Like his last name was Zeus, but his friends call him Doc. Get it? Dr. Zeus. Doc Zeus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they had
I thought was going to be like them trying to say this dude was Santa Claus or something because he kind of looked like it.
He did have a Santa Clausy look to him, for sure.
Did you notice the end when Cindy Lou was going after the Grinch? She said, "Time to roast this beast."
Just like in the cartoon and in the Jim Carrey version. So good. Like it was all these little references that made me fucking laughing my ass off watching this movie. Like my dad's just coming in. He's like, "What the hell are you watching?" I'm like, "Don't ask questions. It's friggin' weird." Yeah, I don't know. I had a nice little setup. I had to rent this thing on Vudu because it doesn't stream anywhere that's not paid. Like, I don't even know where you saw it.
Amazon.
Oh, you rented it on Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So everyone buy some merch so we can refund that?
Yeah, because we're both down, $8 now?
Yeah, exactly. We want that $8 back. If you buy, like, a shirt and a mug, we're golden.
Yeah.
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 So this movie, Cindy Lou, by the way, is like this ultra badass, apparently. She's just, I actually looked her up too. She is a stunt person for the most part. Like I looked in her backstory or like on IMDb, her credits and stuff. She's mostly known for stunt work.
So this sort of explains why she did the whole kickboxing thing. Then I was at that part, actually, I was like crying, laughing when she was pretending that she was warming up to go and fist fight the Grinch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also reminded me of that movie that we watched with Jean-Claude Van Damme's daughter when she did the same thing.
Oh, yeah. That like the whole like montage at the beginning. And then it was like, I don't know, got turned into like a real sexy movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something
yeah.
Like
but
that.
Then shit. What the hell movie was that?
I want to say Inside, In Something, In Time, that's it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's called In Time. I don't know. I'd have to go through our catalog. For those of you who've listened to it, let us know in the comments on Facebook or Twitter or whatever the fuck. Let us know, because I'm drawing a blank. Yeah, the montage was pretty solid. I was like, this girl, I was looking at her, and I'm like, she is fucking ripped. And I'm thinking, is she like an MMA or some shit? But no, I think she just, because she's a stunt person, she probably has to be in like peak physical condition to do some of that ridiculous shit. Apparently, she did stunts for the movie Malignant. You ever see that one?
Too.
What? Oh, that's a good one.
I hated that movie.
What, you don't like the running backwards with the face just looking dead?
Ah, dude, that was another one of those clusterfuck type of, like, infinity pool movies that just drove me crazy.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
It was just I don't have anything against those types of movies. I don't know, sometimes it's hard to keep up with them, you know? They're just being fucking weird for the sake of being weird.
Yeah, it was a pretty weird one. I don't know, the twin or whatever had like some sort of telekinesis powers or some shit, and apparently it can control friggin' a body and electrical currents. I don't know. It was a ridiculous movie. I liked it because it was absolutely stupid.
Yeah, that it was.
So this girl, she's a brick shit house. She does mostly stunt work. I think this is honestly one of her, if not first, lead starring role.
You can tell.
Yeah.
She needs to go back to acting school.
She's probably used to doing flips and, like, diving off of buildings and shit.
You know what? It's funny you say this whole MMA thing, because I'm watching it and I'm like, I'm trying to picture who could replace this main character. Like,
Ronda Rousey?
Literally the first person I thought of was Ronda Rousey. I'm like, I can see her being this character.
Oh, absolutely. At least Ronda Rousey has some more acting credits under her belt than...
Ronda Rousey can act her way out of a paper bag. This Crystal Martin person cannot.
Yeah. No, maybe a wet one?
Yeah, it might be a little easier for her to get out of that, but maybe she'll get lost.
Yeah, maybe she'll, like, act her way out of a dried up leaf.
I don't know.
And it just falls apart and disintegrates.
I don't ever want to see her again, that's for sure.
No.
Take a basic acting course and then come do it.
I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. I'm sure there was not a lot of money put into this movie, other than maybe the makeup, getting David Howard Thornton, who, there were some parts in this, man, that had me in stitches, because you remember in like the Grinch movies, right, where he's like kind of like tiptoeing, that type deal, he's on the ground on his little fingertips, and his fingertips are moving, and you see him kind of crawling, and I was laughing my ass off, because that's some shit that's in the cartoon. It's also in the live action remake with Jim Carrey. It killed me. I thought it was hysterical. There were a lot of references in this that had those similarities to the cartoon and the remake.
Props to them for at least squeezing as much of that in here as they could without getting into trouble.
Yeah, I love that they did that. At least we got some feel of the Grinch in this movie. There was a lot of references to Dr. Seuss stuff and, you know, little callbacks to the movies. But ultimately, they definitely took the Grinch and kind of flipped him on his head in this one, because they made the Grinch like to be like this absolute monster of a person. And really, I mean, Grinch isn't that much of a monster. He's just a dude who grew up, had hair all over him. He's still a who, but everyone looks at him like he's different. He's got green skin. I don't know. Could be a birth defect. I don't know. But no, in this one, he's a straight, like, legitimate monster.
And that's what they were calling him, like a monster throughout. And then they teased his name at one point, and then someone was saying Grinch and he got interrupted.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
The old man was like, they call him he was going to say Grinch, but then the bartender yells, Finch! Order for Finch!
Yeah. I don't know. The part in the beginning that kind of set the tone for this to me was when Cindy Lou kind of sees the Grinch for the first time, mm-hmm. and she just starts throwing rocks at him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because...
Like, what the fuck? Rocks? Little pebbles, not like big rocks. Pebbles.
Yeah, well, like, he killed her mother. Like, it almost looked like an accident, right, at the beginning, because she was attacking him like crazy. It's not like he was trying to be a perv and, like, you know, hit on Cindy Lou or anything like that. He was, like, doing something under the tree. And I don't think he was at that point where he was stealing shit. I think, for some reason, he was playing Santa. And I think that's a little bit different take on the Grinch for this one, because that's what it looked like to me.
I mean, it could be, but the Grinch hates Christmas, so he's taking the toys. I think if they kept to that story.
Yeah, I'd hope so. Like, they would do that the whole time. But like it kind of explains that at towards the end. Like it gives like the whole Grinch's point of view of what happened, which I was like, okay. I mean, that's kind of cool, I guess. But let's kind of dive back into here because a lot of this stuff, there were times where I was kind of tuned out, honestly. This movie really did drag on a bit. There were certain scenes, though, that I thought were great. The diner scene.
The diner scene was very fun. Actually, it was a good scene. He's just killing everyone in the diner.
Yeah, it was just like this bar-crawling Santa group, which signed me up. I mean, I can grow a big-ass beard. We've established this. I looked like a hobo last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I should have took a photo, but yeah, I was looking like a wreck. I was looking like someone who's definitely sleeping on a couch.
You crawled out of the gutter.
I definitely crawled out of the gutter, man. Let me tell you. I look like something. But no, I have since got a haircut. My beard is trimmed. I am looking pretty fresh. Fresh?
There you go.
Yeah, okay. So, yes, this diner scene, these people are coming in. They're doing their Santa crawl. They go into this bar. They're being friggin' ridiculous. They're all dressed up like Santa. And you got this, like, one friggin' person dressed up as, like, a tree. Like, an inflatable tree. Another person's, like, I don't know, wearing something else, like a reindeer or some shit. But then the Grinch comes in because he hears all the Santa shit and just locks the door behind him and just starts going to town, just destroying everyone. Dude, and there was this one part where he, like, dropped down on this girl's head, and it just, like, exploded everywhere.
Oh, yeah, it was like a tomato popping.
Yeah, exactly. And he kept, like, mashing his feet in, and you see, like, it just, I don't know. I don't know if it looked like Hamburg or something. It looked, like, halfway decent, but...
The human that he ground up in the machine?
Well, no, there was that, too, because that was good. That was
fun. I was going to say, did you say that meat looked good? You want a burger?
Yeah, I want a burger.
It's just human meat. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. It's just no big deal. Hey, they did that in
The Kingsman.
Thank you. I was just going to say that. Kingsman, Golden Circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that movie.
Wasn't it Elton John that did that? Did he throw someone in the machine? I can't remember. Or was he the one that got thrown in the machine?
Oh, no. He was part of it. But Eggsy and the other guy.
The guy that blew himself up.
Yeah. Well, he had the one eye. Him and Iggy, they were trying to put the guy who blew himself up, you know, with the one arm, they threw him in there. So I love that movie. I really hope there's going to be a third one one day, but I doubt it. I doubt it's going to happen.
No, there is going to be a third one.
Really?
Well, I mean, of the spinoffs that they're doing.
Oh, is there another spinoff coming? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, Hitler's going to be the villain. Because did you see, what the hell was the last one? It came out, like, last year.
Oh, The King's... Men.
The Kingsmen, yeah. There's a new one. So the sequel to that is the Hitler's the villain.
Okay.
Because that's kind of how this one ended.
Yeah.
They kind of teased it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, with all the superpowers.
Mm.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if you're going to have the superpower and be like the ultimate boss battle, might as well be Hitler.
Yeah, that one was announced with that's the plot for the next one, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I can get down on that because I love that series. I think it's great, but it's entertaining. But let's hop back over to horror stuff. Real quick, I will say this. That scene in the church in the first Kingsman movie, amazing. One of my favorite movie scenes of all time.
It's been so long since I've seen it, I can't remember what happened other than a bunch of murder.
Oh, yeah, it was so much murder, and they were playing Freebird.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was just crazy. It was nuts. Absolute insanity. I like to watch it every once in a while because I'm just like, yeah, this is fucking sick. All right, yeah, let's get back into it. Diner scene, that was gnarly. We kind of, like, meet the older man, talks about his wife who was literally cut in half by the Grinch, or the mean one, because we're not allowed to say his name. But this is where he starts to, like, you know, develop this vendetta against the Grinch. But then we also find out, like, there's this whole giant conspiracy of getting hikers to Newville to feed the Grinch.
I kind of laughed out loud when this happened. Like, they find out that the mayor's the one that's been leading these people into the town to get killed.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck?
I know.
So what relation does the mayor have to the character of the mean one?
Not much, apparently. I know they kind of did the same thing in Willy's Wonderland, right? Where the sheriff knew about, like, the whole serial killers and the animatronics coming to life and feeding on people, like, passerbys, people, drifters, whatever, coming in town and sacrifice them, right? So they did that in Willy's Wonderland. But in this, there was no real reason or backstory other than, like, oh, we just wanted to feed them and we thought that would work.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like in Willy's Wonderland, there was an understanding between two parties. They were just like trying to get people into Newville and just feeding him and hoping for the best. And clearly this lady doesn't know how to friggin' cover her shit, because any domain service you sign up for, you can easily sign up for privacy shit. Like, no one would be able to know. They'd be able to know what host provider you're using, but they're not going to know who you are, so... She fucked up. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's not a web designer. She's not a web developer.
No sooner did you find out that this character was luring people into the town, she gets killed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instantly.
Yeah, in epic fashion. Because it happens almost instantly. As soon as he hears anything Christmas-related, someone is borderline dead in 5 seconds.
Yeah. Because it was later on, someone played a Christmas song, and he was, like, blocking his ears.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was in the house, and there was, like, that whole battle, and so, like, there was a Christmas song playing, and it was, like, I don't know, it was almost like it was looped and, like, really high pitch, and, like, he was just holding his ears, and that's when Cindy Lou was able to friggin' attack him, but... yeah, I know, but we'll get into that Home Alone shit, too.
How did you... I'm reading your first couple notes. How did you glance over that your first few notes all rhymed? Cindy Lou and her dead mother too.
I should have thrown that in, man. I was like trying to like make it rhyme throughout the notes. I was like, I don't have the time for this. And as you scroll down a little bit, you'll see that I threw that little rhyme in there too.
Oh man, that was great.
Could you imagine if I just rhymed the notes all the way through? That would be next level fucking Emmy stuff.
It could have been hilarious because Dr. Seuss.
Oh, man. If we just narrated and used rhyming the whole time. What are those awards, right? Those awards, Weblies? I don't know. They give them out to podcasters. We'd get it in a heartbeat.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Then I could flex that I got like some sort of internet award.
Internet Podcast Award.
ICP? No, that's ICA. No, IPA. 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 IPA.
Webby.
Webby. It's a Webby.
You were close with a Weebly.
No, Weebly's a website designer tool. That's right. So the mayor probably used that. So she doesn't know what she's doing, clearly. I mean, the website looks fine, but she doesn't know how to hide her shit. Nope, not at all. So that would have been funny if we rhymed that whole entire thing, and that would have been some next level season two action.
We should have definitely collaborated a little more here on that, because we had an opportunity and we squandered it.
That was such a squandered opportunity. Oh, man, that would have been awesome. So
did you notice that this dog, do you think the dog was supposed to be Max, like the stuffed animal?
You know, I think you're right. When I saw you putting that in the notes, and I was like, holy shit, that makes a lot of sense. It didn't even dawn on me like at the beginning, but then when you called that out in the notes, I was like, good call. Wow, it just didn't even dawn on me. But yeah, I would think that'd be Max. And, you know, they didn't have the budget for maybe like a trained dog. So they just used a friggin' toy and the Grinch just constantly jumped on him.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was because he had like the strapped on antlers and everything. So.
Oh, I didn't realize the strapped on antlers.
Just like in the movies.
Yeah, he's wearing a strap on.
Not that kind of strap-on, Steve.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed.
Son, I am disappointed.
I am disappointed. So, okay, they're at the mountain. The sheriff realizes that he needs to protect this city because he was all in on it, too, with the mayor. And he's like, I got to do what I should have done a long time ago, and let's take out the Grinch. And was this the part that you thought was cringe, or was it the other one who was singing, like, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay?
I thought that was hilarious, too. I was laughing when they were singing the Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah.
Because wasn't the dreidel, dreidel, dreidel song, like, I don't know if that's, like, a real song, but I know it was for certain in South Park.
Oh, it's a real song. Is it okay? Yeah. It's not part of Hanukkah, but it's, like, a Jewish song. I'm not too familiar with, like, the religion and, like, some of the customs, but I know there's Hanukkah, you know, things like that. My question, though, is the Grinch strictly against Christmas, or does he not like Hanukkah? Because if he doesn't like Hanukkah, you know, that sheriff is screwed. But if he doesn't even give a shit about Hanukkah, then the sheriff is like, well, I mean, I'm Jewish. I don't celebrate Christmas, so I'm fine.
I don't think the Grinch discriminates.
You think he's just like, nope, holidays, don't like it.
Yep.
You think he'd just go after every single holiday, like New Year's Eve, don't like it. Valentine's Day, don't like it.
Yeah, man. If that shit comes into Newville or Whoville or whatever the fuck. I mean, he's just trying to live at the top of his mountain there in his cave. Just peacefully.
Yeah.
And he's these holidays keep coming in and pissing them off.
Yeah, well, good for him to having a nice little friggin' setup like that, having that nice little friggin' mountain in the background, which surprisingly didn't look that bad, by the way.
No, the mountain was cool.
Yeah, I thought it looked good. You know, sometimes with these low-budget movies, they can be really cheesy looking and like they're almost Photoshopped. Speaking of Photoshop, when they were going through some of the photos of those hikers that were killed, the ones that were like went to the website and they came to the mountain.
And, awful Photoshop.
Oh, God. They were so
bad. It looked like
they
were just cut and pasted.
Oh, absolutely. Shit, there's so many apps now where you can add that shit in and it looks better. I don't know what they did. Maybe they used Microsoft Paint or something.
They ran out of money. They were wrapping it up. We're at the end of the movie at this point.
Yeah. So. They're like, you know what? Let's just wrap it up. The budget's already gone. We don't want to spend a month on Adobe products. So yeah, now we're at the scene. The old-time sheriff, you know, the one who's been the sheriff the whole time, he's in the mountain. He's going after the Grinch. The Grinch kills him, of course, but rips him apart in epic fashion. So now he's dismembered. Cindy Lou and the younger sheriff that she's got a love interest with, and then the old man, they all get down off the mountain. And this is when Cindy Lou has her whole Home Alone type setup, which, by the way, the weapons that she was using had me in stitches.
The Christmas ornament grenades.
Yeah, and the candy cane shotgun. How could you not love that? That's so absurd.
It just gets worse.
It's so bad, it's good. I'm sorry. So she's got like this freaking ridiculous shotgun and it's candy striped all the way through. And yes, like Corey said, she's got these ornaments that are apparently grenades. So when the Grinch was coming after her, she's shooting at him with the, you know, the shotgun. She also has the old man in the background who's basically trying to snipe him. And then she throws a freaking grenade at the Grinch, or, you know, an ornament, and the thing blows up like it's friggin' like an actual grenade. It's so absurd. It's completely nuts. So then, Corey, I think we're at that part where she actually manages to get the Grinch on the ground because she basically beat the shit out of him. She's ready to stab him. She pulled a knife from a present, by the way. I don't know if you saw that.
The little knife.
Yeah. So it's like, that's like some straight WWE type stuff. And you know, when they have those Christmas brawl things and they always have like the presents and it's like, oh, look it, I have a chair in this big giant box.
Yep.
That kind of deal. So Cindy's on top of the Grinch, ready to stab him. And she sees that he has the necklace that she gave him as a child. And she's just like, all of a sudden she has a conscience, right? She's like, oh, yeah, I know you killed my parents. I forgive you because I saw that you have a heart and you have like this necklace that you've had it this whole time, over 20 years. And apparently the Grinch, it was an accident. He was in the house and like the mother was attacking him. She got pushed over, got a nail through her neck, and he was devastated. And so that's when he began his whole life of hating Christmas because of this one instance. But my favorite part, probably my favorite part, or one of them, one of my favorite parts, is that all of a sudden his heart starts beating harder and harder and he flipped over and all of a sudden his chest explodes.
Dude, I was so confused when this happened. Like in a split second, I had no idea what happened.
Dude.
I actually rewound that part.
Did you? Okay.
Oh, yeah. This could have been me, though, at this point, because I was tuned the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly. So his heart grew three times too big, and because of it, it exploded in his chest, and he died. And obviously, blood everywhere. It was such a weird death that I was like, you know what? That makes sense. It's a weird movie. It's a weird death. Yep.
With the lore of the character itself, like, I mean, obviously anyone that's watching this has seen the originals, so they're going to get what that meant.
Oh, absolutely. If you haven't seen the original, then, you know, you got some homework to do. It's a classic. Even the one with Jim Carrey is good. I like that as well. They're good holiday movies to watch.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, Corey, what do you give it?
This gets 2 out of 5 dead kids for me.
Yeesh.
I was struggling with this a lot. I think they had... I mean, the Grinch is like such an epic, legendary story, a Christmas story time, you know, story. And the source material that they had, they could have made such a better horror adaptation. And I feel like they failed hard, like flat on this. I mean, they had a couple cool parts. We talked about the diner scene and the Easter eggs and stuff like that. But the biggest gripe for me, this movie, is the lack of the character itself. Like you said, that's like a half an hour in the movie. And this is like, what, an hour and a half long?
Yeah.
So we get an hour of like I don't know, 3 or 4 appearances of the character itself.
Yeah, I could see
very that. Very minimal Grinch appearances for a movie about the Grinch.
I'm wondering if they had to, like, rush David Howard Thornton in, like, this role, because how long do you think he was probably sitting through makeup with that thing?
I don't know, man, but I feel like he's used to it after, you know, being Art the Clown for 2 movies now.
Good point.
And he's got a 3rd one coming up soon.
Yeah, which...
And I know those makeups take hours to complete, because I've watched interviews with them.
Oh, yeah.
So...
I mean, Jim Carrey's Grinch took, what was it, like, 8 hours of just sitting there? And friggin' getting all that shit on him.
So I'm sure it was something similar with David Howard Thornton and his makeup team, because it was very, very, very similar to Jim Carrey's makeup.
Right.
Like, yeah. Spot on, even.
Yeah. I thought it looked really good makeup-wise. For me, fuck it. 4 out of 5, because I was entertained. I was in stitches. The movie's ridiculously crazy, campy, gory, and how could you not love David Howard Thornton?
You're right. But.
But for you, it's just like it missed the mark, huh?
Nah, man, this movie went off like a fart in church for me.
No worries. you know what we got to do, though? We got to make this like definitive list of like horror holiday movies. I think people need this list, and they're just going to be like, yep, we have to go through and watch like 31 days of Christmas horror movies.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man, could you imagine if we did that, like 4 weeks of just nonstop Christmas movies? I mean, we missed the mark this time because, well, everything that was going down, but maybe next year, season 3, yeah. Let's do that.
I mean, I watched a Silent Night, Deadly Night movies, Black Christmas, Krampus.
Oh, nice. Krampus
stuff
is good.
Stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. Gotta watch that stuff during, Christmas time. So 4 out of 5 for me, 2 out of 5 for you. We'll split the difference, 3 out of 5.
Nope.
No. No. No, he says.
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. That's it. So yeah, everyone, that's our review on The Mean One. Check it out if you want. You can't watch it anywhere, basically, without paying for it. So buy our merch because we want that money back.
Got to pay for the rental.
Yeah, we got to pay for the rentals. All right, everyone. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Both our intro and outro music is courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Definitely check him out on all streaming platforms. And if you come across his vinyl for Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, definitely be sure to pick that up. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. And of course, be sure to tell your friends. We're also a part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit shiningwizardsnetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from heavy metal to horror to wrestling, all that good stuff. Visit 30screamsorless.com for all previous episodes and transcripts that go with those episodes. And if there's anything you want us to review, send us an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Just use that hashtag 30screamsorless and we'll talk that way. But also, please buy our merch so we can get our money back from watching this movie.
Yes. Need to recoup the costs of this atrocity.
Like I said, it's like a shirt and a mug, and we're good.
So just, yeah, we'll call it even.
Yeah. So we'll just, I don't know, maybe we'll make up a new shirt. You know what? Screw it. If anyone has any ideas for shirt designs, let us know. Leave us a comment.
Oh.
I want to hear it. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hear it.
Hey, let's make as much merch as possible. Hell, we got a jean jacket up on there with just our logo on it. If someone buys it, Corey's eating his hat.
He's not doing that.
All right, everyone. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
Thanks for listening to 30 Screams of Less, and don't forget to drink your beans.